Older voters in Arizona, we're talking people 50 plus, have a major role to play in the upcoming elections. And a new poll of likely voters from AARP has some interesting insights on how they might lean. Joining me this morning to talk more about the results is KJZZ's Kathy Ritchie. Good morning, Kathy.
Hey, good morning, Lauren. Thanks for having me.
So let's set the scene here. More than 1,300 likely voters were surveyed here, and they were asked about everything from the gubernatorial race and the Senate race in Arizona to some really hot button issues like abortion. Give us the overview.
Yeah, you know, some things were not super surprising, right? Like the governor's race is incredibly competitive. Secretary of State Katie Hobbs is in the lead by a hair over Carrie Lake among older Arizonans. But when you break down the data from pollsters Fabrizio Ward, we see a different picture emerge in terms of how older voters feel about the governor's race.
Tell us about that. What's the breakdown?
Well, you know, what I thought was really interesting is that there's this enormous gender gap, both among women and men overall, the 50 plus universe, with women favoring Hobbs by roughly 13 points and men favoring Lake by 10 points. Mm. There's also this big education gap. And, you know, that's not especially surprising. I mean, it's something we've seen throughout the country in different statewide races. Those voters that don't have a college degree tend to favor Lake. Those who do have a college degree, Hobbs is essentially running away with it by a 17-point margin. But there's also this race and ethnicity gap. And, you know, Lake is winning white voters by 7 points, according to the pollsters. And Hobbs is winning the Latino vote by a 30-point margin.
A 30-point margin. Wow. So that's interesting. Let's zoom into that population a little bit of older Latino voters. What else can you tell us about what this poll showed about their views?
So Katie Hobbs has a roughly 56% to 40% lead over Carrie Lake among those Latino voters that are over the age of 50. And, another thing I think that's important to keep in mind, it's a general sentiment when they talked about this in their Zoom call, was just sort of the general the lack of optimism regarding the direction that the country is going in and the state as well. And that's actually across the board, Democrats, Republicans, Independents, but also among Latinos, they don't feel like things are going in the right direction. And the majority of Latinos are also worried about their personal financial situation, actually more so than white Arizonans. The other thing, Lauren, that I thought was really interesting is that according to these pollsters, 90% of those Latinos are extremely motivated to vote in this November's election.
90%. Wow. So Latino voters are just as motivated to vote as everyone else, maybe more so.
Yeah. You know, and something I really wanted to, you know, kind of bring up, and I think we often, you know, it's easy to forget about this. Latinos are not a monolith. Even in our state, you know, there are 22 Spanish-speaking countries with their own customs and traditions. So I think it's really important for, you know, those who are running to really consider that as well.
Right. They vote as not a monolith either. So, Kathy, let's talk about some of the big issues here. I think we often sort of assume the stigma is true, right, that older voters only care about things like Medicare, Social Security. But that's not necessarily what we're seeing in this polling.
No, I mean, we are seeing it. Those are big concerns, right? Mm-hmm. But again, you know, the pollsters were surprised that of the top issues for this demographic was not necessarily what they expected.
What was it?
In Arizona, and this shouldn't come as to a surprise for us, elsewhere, this isn't actually the issue, but the big issue in Arizona is immigration, followed by economic issues, whereas elsewhere, it's sort of flip-flopped.
Hmm. So is that across the board, Democrats, Republicans, and Independents?
Yeah, no. No, it is not. For Republican voters, immigration really is a huge issue for them. It's a very big concern. It will drive who they vote for in the gubernatorial and the Senate race between Mark Kelly and Blake Masters. So Republican voters are concerned about immigration. They're also concerned about economic issues, inflation, taxes, that sort of thing. Independents, according to the pollsters, they sort of track Republicans on a lot of these issues. So immigration is top of their list. Mm-hmm. Democrats are totally different. Democrats are very concerned about abortion, followed by Social Security and Medicare. One thing they noted in their call was that abortion voters are perhaps the most motivated to vote of any issue group that they've seen in this survey.
Right. So, Kathy, anything else that was shared here that you think is interesting you want to tell us about?
They talked a lot about voting methods, and given the efforts to restrict certain voting methods like mail-in voting, they found that 2/3 of older Arizona voters prefer to vote early and by mail. So if you're someone like Blake Masters who's lagging behind, that might hurt you.
Hmm. This also just gives us a sense in general, right, Kathy, of just the tremendous role these older voters will play in this election cycle.
Totally. You know, I have to say, Lauren, I really think ageism is alive and well, and it's easy to dismiss the concerns of those 50 plus voters. And I've got to say, you know, I think we oftentimes, you know, in our brain, we sort of, we have this vision of what it means to be an older adult. 50 plus, that's a Gen X voter, right? We're talking about Gen Xers. And some of their concerns aren't necessarily what you'd think. And I think it's something that we need to pay more attention to.
All right. That is KJZZ's Kathy Ritchie joining us. Kathy, thank you so much for coming on. Thanks for your reporting on this. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Lauren.